Ensure that you are in a comfortable, relaxing position. Close your eyes and shut out all those things that constantly distract you from experiencing God's peace. Think for a moment about life without pain, suffering, sorrow, financial problems, disobedient children, marital problems, war, sickness, and death. Won't that life be great? Oh, yes. And it is soon to be reality when Jesus returns to take his people home. Now, take a deep breath in through your nostrils, filling your abdomen and chest with air. Exhale slowly through your mouth. Take another deep breath in, blow out slowly. Again, take a deep breath in and blow out slowly at the count of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin to feel relaxed. One more time. Take a deep breath in and blow out slowly at the count of 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At your pace, take 2 more breaths and relax. Continue your deeper breathing, focus on tensing and then relaxing each muscle. Your forehead and brow. Release. Squeeze your eyes very tightly. Release and begin to feel relaxed. Clench your jaw and press your tongue to the roof of your mouth. Release and feel the tension disappearing. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation. Press your head back as far as it can go comfortably until you feel tension in your neck. Roll it to the right and feel the tension in the right side of your neck. Now, roll it to the left as the tension moves to the left side. Bring your head center and then forward. As you do so, press your chin against your chest. Feel the tension in your throat and the back of your neck. Allow your head to return to a comfortable position as you feel more relaxed. Bring your shoulders up toward your ears. Hold, then release as you feel a heavy burden suddenly removed. Enjoy the relaxed feeling. Make a fist with both your hands. Squeeze, then release them. Take a deep breath, expanding your chest. Hold. Now slowly exhale the breath, allowing your chest to return to its former position. Pull in your stomach muscles. Release. Feel the tension disappearing and in its place a feeling of relaxation. Your buttocks and thighs. Release and feel relaxed. Your legs are outstretched. Press down your heels as hard as you can. Release and feel the difference. Your toes away from your face as you make your calves tense. Straighten your toes and feel relaxed. Now bend your toes toward your face, creating tension in your shins. Release and enjoy a wonderful feeling of relaxation. Take a full deep breath and hold it for a count of 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Let it all out at once, letting your body go completely limp. Let us fast forward your life on earth. You have managed to live through the time of trouble and the stage set for the coming of Jesus. Expecting your Savior to come, your gaze is fixed in the clouds. Then you notice a small black cloud, the size of a man's hand. You have never seen anything like this before, and know that it must be the sign of your approaching King. As you look on in anticipation, you see the cloud increasing in size and getting lighter and brighter until it becomes a great white cloud nearing the earth. The base of the cloud seems to be on fire. Spread across the top of it is the colorful rainbow, the sign that this earth will never flood again. Riding this magnificent cloud is Jesus, your Savior, older brother, friend, and Lord. His face is shining brilliantly, and is more dazzling than the sun at noon. He wears a diadem of glory upon his head. Draped across his garment is the inscription, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In attendance is a vast throng of holy angels who burst forth in singing anthems of celestial melody. His glory fills the whole earth. Your heart is filled with joy, excitement, and fascination of such magnificent and splendid glory. In the midst of your unspeakable joy, you notice in a split second that some people hide their faces from the glory. As Jesus continues his descent upon the clouds, he seems completely surrounded by flaming fire. The earth quakes, and mountains move out of their places. Hear the crashing, tumultuous sounds, and see the extraordinary movements of the elements as huge rocks roll away from their fixed places and fill the valleys. People you know who rejected the love and sacrifice of the Savior try to hide themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. They howl and wail and plead to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Weeks ago, you offered to pray with them and warned them of the soon coming Savior and King. Now they find the time to pray and weep, but it is too late. As you jump and shout for joy, you find yourself surrounded by some other people a few feet away. For one brief second and hear their despairing wail. "I am one of the soldiers who drove the nails through his hands and feet, but now he's coming as the majestic king." Hear another. "What a cruel thing I did as a soldier when I pierced him in his side. Now I see the scars. I am terrified. Oh, how I regret having done such a thing." The group wails in a mournful refrain. "He is the Son of God. He is the true Messiah." They seek a hiding place, but even creation rejects them and refuses to hide them from the glory of the coming King. Your gaze is again fixed on your loving Lord. Now you and all the others who lived and worked for the coming of the Lord in glory, raise your voices in celebration, exclaiming, "Lord, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us." What do you hear and see? The reeling of the earth, the flashing of lightning, and the roar of thunder. Listen and look at Jesus again. He looks across the earth where his people are buried and calls forth the sleeping saints. The Son of God calls his people. Awake and arise from your sleep, my blood-bought children. The earth gives up the righteous dead, and they come forth shouting praise to the Son of God, who has given them victory and power over death and the grave. Hear them cry, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? As you join with the risen saints in the shout of victory, you feel a sudden change. You are glorified and find yourself lifting off the earth. You soar through the skies as you, with all the other saints, are caught up to meet your Lord in the air. You join the saints and angels in glorious praise to the Son of God, enjoying your journey and the ecstasy of this occasion. You feel the hand of Jesus place a crown on your head. Approaching the holy city, Jesus opens the pearly gates, and you enter in because of your acceptance and commitment to Him who died for you. Jesus welcomes you and the host. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. He presents the happy throng to his Father as the saints who have been purchased with his blood. All heaven join in melodious strains. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! King of kings and Lord of lords, and he shall reign forever and ever. All your pains have vanished. Your diseases have been forever healed. Your sorrow has been turned into joy, and your mourning into dancing. This is a great time to bask in the joyous experience for a moment. Thank you. Your eyes are still closed and you are breathing deeply. You have just experienced the long-awaited coming of your risen Lord in pomp and splendor. He brings with him joy untold and offers you such an experience from this moment on. Then, quit complaining and quit worrying. Look beyond the present trials and problems to the glorious day of the Lord, when your troubles will be no more. Let your thoughts be of hope and your voice of praise to your soon coming Lord, who gives you joy forever. Now, spend a moment in praise. Your joy. When you open your eyes in the next few seconds, may the light of God's glory shine out in your life, and may others want the joy you have. Get ready to open your eyes in the next 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Open your eyes and stay relaxed.